back like a minute. I'm blowing on that broccoli and steady second spinach. Smoking, now I'm hungry. I ain't finna eat it solid, and my pockets getting chunky while your pockets looking famished. Blow up, leave the whole scene damaged. Didn't mean to fuck your bitch. She suck my dick just like she planted, like a thief in the night. Call me double bag bandit. Beat it up, busting up. Won't leave a trace when I vanish. Oh shit, burning rubber in a whip. Spinning figure eights, East Oakland town shit. Dumbass nigga, that's just how we do. When we bumping Mac 10 while we yelling Sue Woo. Who got a problem with dude? Pulling on her tracks, I don't mean to be rude. Cooking in the kitchen, I ain't talking about food. From the bottom to the top, that's a hell of a move.
Pass it to the Reno and we sink them like free throws. In sync with these hoes watching the sink, then we gone. Big bodies in the lobby, blowing hundreds like a hobby. Blowing wigs off of dudes if they ever try to rob me. Yeah, perking off that clear cause it's pipping over here. Mold is suit whooping and my other son whooping. Now I'm bleeding in the field, 100 yards for the peel. Now I'm scoring that wheel, got your girl blowing gill. So I'm swinging on them chrome ones, on the blocks with them real ones. Got burners for real, son, holler when you feel one. Mr. Beat nasty, never could you match me. Catch me blowing loud off the backseat. One puff, then I'm out, I'm going Demi in her mouth. Killer Kelly in the house, Rick James on the couch. No time for them haters on the track, call me Vader. Run them past them like Sega in her mouth, now or later.
Bust down on them niggas,
bust down on them.
I bust down on them niggas, bust down on them niggas.
Bust down on them, bust down on them.
Y'all not hella turned up, I'm with the penis. Cup on full, it's the movie, all in the flip. I'm all on my deco swag, but got hitters off in the bay. I'm banged up, silly, I'm joking the Chevrolet. Pedal off to the floor while I'm busting the figure eight. Fingers on boom, about to make the whole every break. I came in here for the action, you know how we get it bracket. Two fingers up, I hella be with the Mac. And I be teasing non-stop when I'm on the track, I be gas. Best I rep the cartel, you see it all on my chain. They get really on the mission, I'm trying to get to a billion. My box in this bitch, you know when I'm in the building. Super turned up, if you want it, then you can get it. Don't need the Hollywood to show a nigga you win it. Came in here with the 40, it's ending right as you finish.
Bambino on the west like a villain. Play with me, then them caps get to feeling. Tires squealing, four whips, pace dripping. And you do it for a moment while we do it for a living. Get live, come and party with me. I'm smoking on purple, counting up blue cheese. Ooh wee, I'm too damn clean. I'ma float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. In the Maserati, straight shaking police. Money in the air, $100 degrees. In the strip club, throwing money at cheeks. And your girl hates you, but she really like me. Young, young, high nigga, call me double back cheeks. The Reno about his bread, rolling up every leaf. Do it for the chicken, I just play in my position. Got bands in my pocket, swear it ain't a better feeling.
Bust down on
them
niggas,
bust down on
them. I bust down on them niggas, bust down on them niggas.
Bust down on them, bust down on them.
Turn my mic up. I bust down on them niggas.
What?
I bust down on them niggas, bust down on them niggas.
Bust down on them,
bust down on them,
turn my mic up.
reflection. You killing them all.
No.
When you walk away, this shit be so official. And when them bitches see you, they can't help but diss you. I say fuck with a nigga, A, hey, I'm just trying to kick it.
Yeah.
And they ain't talking about Netflix, money we flipping.
Get it.
She wanna see me when got FC on the body.
Fresh.
And I just wanna stretch her out and call her boy Pilates.
Ha.
Younger than bitches, the baby girl is gifted.
Yeah.
And she ain't taking no shit from none of these basic bitches.
Uh-huh.
From California, but she got a Georgia peach.
Yeah.
And you a walking museum, cause art is all I see.
That's true.
Got me stuck in the moment, I need you on my team.
I do.
There's only room for living, baby, fly with
hey.
Me. Every time I see you around, it must be a sign. And I wonder what it would be like if you were mine. All I'm saying is, girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. All I'm saying is, girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Hey, tell me all your dreams, and let me turn your dreams into memories. Everything is perfect like a masterpiece.
Yeah.
They send a foes behold, but they ain't fucking with you
now.
I take them diamonds over gold, I take that pressure with you.
Go.
Just lift me up and shout it, hold it down.
Yeah.
You know you see me in the streets, I gotta move around.
Go.
She ain't even gotta say it, I already know. I give her everything she wants, you know I'm coming home. She support my dream,
yeah.
And that's a rarity.
Right.
I had to put her in the loop to check the clarity. A mind over matter, your mind that's all that matters. They never listen to the lames, call them chatty patty. Gotta kill them when we hit the scene. All black, everything, do this shit with ease. No, I gotta keep you close, I help you spread your wings. There's only room for living, baby, fly with me.
Every time I see you around, it must be a sign. All I'm saying is, girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Girl, you should really fuck with a nigga.
Maybe it's a gift, or maybe it's a curse, but I ain't even tripping. I'm here to put in work. Don't compare me to these lames,
yeah.
Because I can be real. I can show you finer things that you really know is real. Maybe it's a gift, or maybe it's a curse, and I ain't even tripping. I'm here to put in work. Don't compare me to these lames, because I can be real. I can show you finer things that you really know is real. Hey, shout it, what's the deal?
Every time I see you around, it must be a sign.
Must be a sign.
And I wonder what it would be like.
What up?
All I'm saying is, girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. All I'm saying is, girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Fuck with me. Every time I see you around, it must be a sign.
It must be a sign.
And I wonder what it would be like if you were mine.
All I'm saying is,
girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. All I'm saying is, girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Fuck with me.
You made a life impression. I wanna put a ring on it, this is my confession. Spending all this money don't mean nothing. Girl, you handle your business better than something else. Hey, you ain't playing. I don't mind putting you in designer, cause you stay in your lane. Fuck all these bitches, cause baby, you shine and they are the same. But you different, so best believe I'm holding you down. Wanting more, she so crazy, make me pull them bands out. I know you think I'm talking, come see what I'm about. Wanna do you rave on this couch? Do you know you got the juice? Pull up any time for you. But you ain't playing. I don't mind putting you in this honor, cause you stay in your lane. Fuck all these bitches, cause baby you shine and they all the same. But you different, so best believe I'm holding you down.
Put the game in a chokehold. Snatch a crown and I'm running like I'm Flocha. They say a slight skin girl's a little loco, loco. There's a sister with a voice like Coco. They slept on me, they was up quite so. No biggie, just kicked in the door with the fofo. Kicked in the door like the popo. See the vision of us like a GoPro. Show my ass on the track like it's go-go. Got him feeling like he caught a bogo. If it ain't by the check, I'm a no-show. I've been writing these raps on my dolo. Love a nigga and fit it in polo. That's gon' see me out in some pollo. Oh no, this is a headlock. Nobody move, it's a deadlock. To the OGs, give me the headlock. Drippin' that sauce, yeah, that red hot. Just know see us close when that bread stop. And you see your man with that red dot.
Remember, I don't give a fuck. Tried another option with the feelings, but was giving up. It's silly, huh? Silly fuck. Move along and get it up. Saddle up, the road is long, and you've been bitching long enough. This rapping shit, I'm John Wick. Hear me come and quiver. Nothing shy about it, could be cocky in a minute, but something keep me humble. Rather take a track and beat it up. Same for stomachs when a chick get needy, huh? To beat me up, I tell you what. Hey, look, shoot it like a free throw. If winning came with medals, got more pull than Magneto. Check the score, I'm up. The score is up, my score is up. Check the score, I'm up. The score is up, my score is up. Hey, say the word and we go. Kobe, R.I.P. though. If models came with medals, got more pull than Magneto. Check the score, I'm up. The score is up, my score is up. Check the score, I'm up. The score is up, my score is up. Hey, back to brag again, I'm on my savage shit. Trying to keep it modest and they drag you, I'm not having it. Keep a couple cards to play in case you want the magic trick. Haters disappear like Wala when I strong on with the pop. I leave you different shades like Tada, I'm a masochist. Throw your best shot at me, I absorb and throw it back again. Clapping like a boomerang, let's take a break, imagine this. What a distance, Twilight Zone, I play my hand to handle shit. I let it rip, come spit a bit.
And I'm back in my mode, I'm cracking the codes while playing my role. The game ain't sold, nigga. Rose gold on my hoes, connecting my dots, I'm keeping them froze, magneto mode, nigga. And we endured the coldest winter, young winners, humped in a verbal sinner, search the sins, what we lying for? But truth be told, we way too cold, coronavirus ain't got shit on us, so mask off, Ron, let them know, my nigga.
Yeah, shoot it like a free throw, if winning was a medal, got my bull, then Magneto, check the score, I'm up. The score is up, my score is up, check the score, I'm up. The score is up, my score is up, hey, say the word and we go. Kobe, R.I.P. though, if models came with medals, got more pulls than Magneto, check the score, I'm up. The score is up, my score is up, check the score, I'm up. The score is up, my score is up, yeah.
Yo, 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 what it do? It's your boy Dope Ass Music. You're now tuned into another rendition, another episode of the No Filter Radio Show with me, your host, Dope Ass Music. We started the show a little late today, so go ahead, pour up, roll up, do what you got to do. We're going to come back after these last two songs, and we're going to get the show on the road. Shout out to my man, Smoother Dude, who's in the building. Shout out to Smoother Dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving him plenty of time so he can finish eating his chicken pot pie or his Wendy's, you know, breakfast sandwich, whatever he got right now. I'm just giving him some time. Because, you know, Smooth, he always be doing something. Shout out to him, Smooth.
Because Papa's Papa. Alright, every time I pop, she gon' pop that. Tell the bitch I'm a Glock and I'm a cock back. I be shining like a star, yeah, rap that. If I see the dead, I'm one of them about the two races on my wrist with the watch back. All this water, all this drip, wait, watch rinse. She gon' dive in the drip like a mosh pit. Man, I love it like a pill when she pop that. Alright, every time I pop, she gon' pop that. Tell the bitch I'm a Glock and I'm a cock back. I be shining like a star, yeah, rap that. If I see the dead, I'm one of them about the two races on my wrist with the watch back. All this water, all this drip, wait, watch rinse. She gon' dive in the drip like a mosh pit. Man, I love it like a pill when she pop that.
Profit dripping, water dripping, sauces mixed with butter. Hop up in the foreign, hit that dash and lose my focus. All these strippers twerking, lick, don't touch me, this shit torture down. Pop that pussy, wet that cat, I got her feline surfing wet. She see a nigga on dripping virtue. Yeah, that money coming in, I got a curfew. Girl, I got good dick and I'm built for your heart. You in love, that might even a curse, you know. Me and that Molly on tour, we gonna roll, sell out some shows, kill a few beats, throw that a rose. And if you're not down, little bitch, I'm poor. Said she got trouble for sinus, head shots, no props, so I can pop back. Kind of numbers, bitch, I got a virus. Yeah, I got the same shit, but the clock back. Show the money how to grow a few feet. Bank account running screaming with a sock that. And I practice gun safety on silence, like it's safe to deliver a soft tap. Bang! Every time I pop, she gon' pop that. Tell a bitch I'm a Glock and I'm a cock back. I be shining like a star, yeah, I rock that. If I see the dead, I'm one of them about the two races on my wrist with the watch stack. All this water, all this drip, wait, watch rinse. She gon' dive in the drip like a mosh pit. Man, I love it like a pill when she pop that. Aye. Every time I pop, she gon' pop that. Tell a bitch I'm a Glock and I'm a cock back. I be shining like a star, yeah, I rock that. If I see the dead, I'm one of them about the two races on my wrist with the watch stack. All this water, all this drip, wait, watch rinse. She gon' dive in the drip like a mosh pit. Man, I love it like a pill when she pop that. Aye. Now who's first on first, girl, twerk me first, no pop that, pop that. I got keys and persons in their hearts, girl, I'm a lost and right. She's got good inertia up and down, yeah, she's a jogger. Shorty got them thickest when she walks, she changed her posture, ayy. Profit, he gone again, fan of that fire, a soul to win. Colors get vibrant with those, yeah. Come girl and drip with the ocean can. Pop that, come close again, can't let my subconscious control again. Trying her best to condole the kid, for sympathy, brain major motion, flitters, gang. Pop that roll again, pop that lock, it slowly dip, ayy. Pop that roll, we lick, my dick slide. I slowly drift. I got cold as his. Mink with the ice, that's polar shit. Papa just wanna live, but when she pops that overkill, ice. Every time I pop, she gon' pop that. Tell that bitch I'm a Glock and I'm a cock back. I be shining like a star, yeah, I rock that. If I see the dead, I'm one of them about the two races on my wrist with the watch stack. All this water, all this drip, wait, watch rinse. She gon' dive in the drip like a mosh pit. Man, I love it like a pill when she pop that. Aye. Every time I pop, she gon' pop that. Tell that bitch I'm a Glock and I'm a cock back. I be shining like a star, yeah, I rock that. If I see the dead, I'm one of them about the two races on my wrist with the watch stack. All this water, all this drip, wait, watch rinse. She gon' dive in the drip like a mosh pit. Man, I love it like a pill when she pop that. Aye.
Uh-huh, let's do it. Just like titty smoking lala, stunning nigga. Yes, I'm Papa, hell I stop. Just like a shot of double bag, the big done dollar. Get you whacked behind them dollars from the O. Just like my father, if you really want that smoke, bring it to you like an honor. On the beat, go berserk, scream the lab, watch me work. Call me double bag kahuna, rocket water, watch me surf. I'm a diamond in the dirt, from the mud I emerge. Hit your bitch from the back. Don't care if your feelings hurt. I'm sipping, I'm smoking, I'm rapping, I'm loaded. I'm turned all the way up, but you already know this. I'm too cold, can't hold this. I'm strapped up, you pulling. I'm on the road to riches, promise I ain't no coasting. Hold on, I'm on it. Born with it, I flown it. I see it, I won't, don't ask, I own it. 100 on the pendant, buzz down Cuban dancing on them. Double bag, killing shit. Dope ass had to do it on them. Hey.
Them up and ship them out, pulling up and hopping out, flexing hella drip, hella big bodies pulling out. We mobbing in the west, fifth wheeling in the south. My signs be in the east, 20 carats in the mouth. Back them up and ship them out, pulling up and hopping out, flexing hella drip, hella big bodies pulling out. We mobbing in the west, fifth wheeling in the south. My signs be in the east, 20 carats in the mouth.
Bags talking season, Skrilla got me cheesing, busting hella shells, smoking blunts with the demons. Too hot, man, I'm steaming. Try to, but just can't beat us. And I'm only rocket Gucci, and sometimes I be supreme. Yes, all my niggas Mima, red rag, yeah, my team blood. Balling on you bitch ass niggas, go get your green up. Grinding through the winter, summertime, go kick my feet up. Flashing lights behind me, ain't no stopping, make them eat dust. Shout out to them hustlers, make it dope by any means. I've been talking to the plug, 1300 for a fee. Numbers looking hella good, finna pull up for like three. And I bought them in the O and shipped them right back to the D. And you know I'm too elite, put your block up, make it sing. And you know shorty dick, chains heavy, clean. I got tats all on my body, she be touching on my ink. Get your head knocked off, faster than your ass can blink.
Bye.
Yeah, we caught them bodies about a week ago, because now it's Monday, another Monday. You're now tuned into the No Filter Radio Show with me, Dope Ass Music, No S's, No C's, Mr. Googleable Team, No Filter, West Coast Bay Area stand-up. We're on every Monday. You know, I came on a little bit later, you say, because I got the kid with me. Shout out to my daughter in the other room, being a good kid. That's what she do. If you want to get your music played right here on Grindhard Radio, you got to do one of two things. Either A, follow me on some type of social media platform, preferably Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. The other way is to send MP3s only to teamnofilter@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, let me bring on my dude, my guy, the dude that, you know what I'm saying, put some money in my son's pocket to make sure that he could fly back home, because I wasn't about to give this nigga no money. Smooth the dude.
Hey, man, you know, Chris love the kids. Nah, it's your boy Smooth the Dude, man. I'm reporting live right now from a Bank America ATM where I am depositing a check that I just got from Black and Brown Janitorial Services from doing my work for the day. Shout out to them. Shout out to y'all. Yeah, we're getting it in.
I hear the button. I hear the button. Shout out to Smooth the Dude with the button.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Shout
out to everybody, man, listening in. Like Dope say, man, y'all press the one button, man. Call in. Press one. He going to see you on the call queue. He going to let you in. Hey, look, though, Dope, I wasn't even tripping because I was mopping. And I was like, damn, I wanted to have Dope been on that whole time. But you just say you came on at 8:30, so that was all the way perfect right there. I was able to put all my stuff up and my equipment up and get in the car. And listen to the last three songs, Fuck With a Nigga, and the last two songs you play. So, yeah, I'm on time. I'm late, but I'm still on time.
Hey, you still on time. You know what I mean? Anybody press that one except for Crush, I'll pull you on. Crush, I'm definitely not pulling you on. I'm not pulling no Eagles fans on the show. No Eagles fans can get on the show.
Oh, man. Hey, shout out to you, though. It's a week from your birthday. I know you turned up all last week and all this week. My nigga 55 finally. Shout out. You're almost ready for that senior citizen discount.
This nigga's
moving
shit.
Nah, let me quit. Hey, shout out to your son too, man, putting in that work with me. He is, every time he comes to Texas, anytime he comes to Texas, he is an official black and brown employee. He actually showed his ass this time. Not literally, but actually put in a lot of work. I had to even put him on Facebook Live. I made sure that's a dope can see, the world can see that Dub not only raps, but he will scrub a toilet if the price is right. Come on down, Dub.
Boy. He knew he had to get that plane ticket.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to see where the last week, when the last floor. I'm trying to see what's up. He said he wanted to stay down at the end. I was like, really, that's on you. But I was like, yeah, go on, buy that plane ticket, though, so you can make sure you, what?
Make sure you good. Yeah. So he's supposed to be bouncing out on the 27th of October. So he good until then. He got his plane ticket.
Yeah. I think he should come home with one more check for me.
And then a week later, Smoothie Dude will be in the bay.
Yes, sir. We coming to. Welcome to the bay.
Welcome to the bay. Hey, I see you, Crush. I see my nigga Jay Dirty. Hey, since Smoothie Dude is coming to the bay, hold on, man. Smooth, you already know. I got a plane, bro. Smooth. I got a play because Smoothie Dude coming.
Hey, I'm coming, baby.
I know. It got to be on here.
Yeah, you played it last week.
I think
you played it last week. We can wrap it though if you want. Fuck it. Hollywood, dude. You hear that? When you hear this groove, welcome to the bay where we swing and bang.
It's on Jit side, so I gotta see if I can find it.
Shut up, Crush. Hey, can y'all just hold on, man. Let Dope find the song.
I got it. Did you hit it with the yay?
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing that the whole time I'm down there, man. Everywhere we go, soon we hop out the car. Yay! I'm getting active as soon as I get off the plane, brother.
I need some active juice.
I don't need no active plans, though. I still ain't smoking. But I need some active juice. Yay!
So I'm gonna bring them on because I'm gonna have to download it and then I'm gonna have to upload it because I got some play. Welcome to the Bay. We got Crush. We got Crush, who's a Eagles fan, and then of course we got my man Jay Dirty in the building.
Jay Dirty, what up with it, boy? Why Crush the Catalyst was still.
What's happening, man? What's happening?
Gang. Yeah. It's about to go down. Smoothie Dude coming to the Bay. He gonna get to see Haji. We got to go see Haji.
Yeah, I need to eat good like we did in L.A. Dope. I got to see some bitches and I got to see Haji.
Oh yeah. Boy Smooth. Look, I'm telling you. De Niro got you right. I'm gonna take you to the senior citizen house with me.
I'm middle aged now. I'm 37, so I could take a 28-year-old, 25-year-old, 27, or I could take a 45-year-old, 52. So it's like I can go either way. You know what I'm saying? I can go either way, bro. I could take a 25-year-old or a 52-year-old. Anywhere in between there, I'm good.
God damn.
Yeah, yeah. Smooth could take them all.
I'm at that age, bro.
He said 52, though. That brother
said
52.
Yeah, bro, what you mean, bro? I need a sugar mama, bro. What you mean, bro?
Damn.
I'm a sugar baby to her. Let's do it.
You a wild guy.
He said a sugar baby, bro. I ain't had one of those since. That nasty ass candy. Them nasty ass candies, man.
But hey, man. No homo. This sugar baby tasting good, man.
Ah. See how he just, you know. But it's good. It's a good thing that Crush is being quiet because, you know what I'm saying, we don't want to hear nothing. We don't want to hear nothing about them Eagles right now. Crush being real.
He probably definitely don't know he
on mute. Yeah, he ain't going to say nothing for right now. He being real humble right now.
I mean, I kind of got to, like.
Hey, Crush the Catalyst.
Like, what, like, this season is, I still don't know what it's going to be like, so.
Hey, Crush, let me ask you. Hey, no, we ain't going to talk about the Eagles just yet. Hold on. Now, Jay Dirty don't think that me being 37, I could talk to either a 25-year-old all the way up to a 52-year-old. Do you see a problem with that? 25 to 52 is my range, me being 37.
What's the youngest?
25 to 52.
And you're 37?
And I'm 37.
Yeah, you can go 15 years up and 15 years down. Anything more than that, you're a dirty old man.
Exactly, bro. That's the golden rule, bro. What you think, Crush?
This is my thing. I do 5-year. Like, when it goes younger, I do only 5-year gap.
But you're only 30, Crush. Older, yeah, anything less than that, you're a pedophile.
Yeah, if you're 30, 25, yeah, you shouldn't go below 25 anyway.
No, I'm 33, so...
Are you 33?
You still 15 years younger than you. Yeah, that's a pedophile. You can't go that far. You saying you gotta get over 30. Yeah. Once you you know what I'm saying, once you get me in Smooth age, we can go 15 years up, 15 years down, baby.
Yeah, I'm with that, man. 15 up, 15 down, baby.
Like, I can't do 15 years down because, like,
man, ain't never gonna be with no older woman, man. Fuck that. And I ain't gonna be with no young ass girl either though. Them bitches stupid and older women be trying to mommy you. Fuck all that.
Nah,
the
older women. I like the mama
ladies
though. I like the ladies that treat me like, I ain't gonna say like a son, but try to mama you. That's how I'm gonna say it. I like them hoes because they gonna make sure you fed, you got gas in your car.
I feed my damn self. I can't do it, big dog. I'm weird like that. I'm very weird when it comes to that shit, dog. I can't rock like that.
They just make sure a nigga is well taken care of. Let me say it like that.
I take care of myself.
Yeah. It's something special about
it. I do too.
It's something special about the sick accident that you eat today. It's something special about that.
But hold on, 52 years old, bro. That's 52 years old.
Damn.
Crush, hold on real quick. Hold on, Crush. Me, Jay Dirty, I ain't saying that the broad washing my drawers and washing my feet and taking a shower. What I mean by well taken care of, just like how your mama do, check on you, making sure you had a good day. Sympathy, it's a mental thing with me. Not every little step I take, she right there behind me. What you doing? Where you going? Not that taking care of you, but like, making sure I'm good physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that type of taking care of. That's the type I'm talking. I don't want no chicken.
I wish you well, but I can't. I take care of myself before and after a chick. I don't like being took care of like that. But that's you, brother. Hey, I respect it. I'm weird like that. You're talking to a weirdo right now. I'm a weird guy. You know,
You ain't weird.
We all got our own little aspect and look on life. Cause I got my own business.
But you talking about 52,
brother?
You said 52 though. 52 crazy though, bro.
Yeah, 52. Shout out 52. man. Shout out to this nigga here, boy. Shout out to this nigga here.
Hey, look, if Felicia resigns 60, I'll knock her ass off.
Oh, damn, Greer 70. Damn, Greer 70. I knocked the dust off her, bro.
I would knock her fucking head off.
Man, Pam Greer. I will knock Pam Greer off right now, nigga. What you talking about? Is she 60 or something, too?
Nah, I just get some top from Pam Greer. I don't know if I can put my shit enough. I get
top
from
her.
She
done been ran through.
I'm knocking them walls down. I'm going to bring her back to Foxy Clear. I'm going to knock her back to Foxy Brown.
Nah, that pussy like the ozone layer at this point.
Crush, you going to knock that fro back out of hell.
Back, dog. I'm knocking the fro back. And then I'm going to say, I always loved you with it. I'm going to knock that fro back in her head and say, I always loved you with it.
It is
a lot of fine black. Black don't crack, too. Vivica Fox, well, she about 50, ain't it, bro?
Well, I'm glad you said that, Smooth, though, because I found out some shit. Y'all motherfuckers been goddamn lying to me. Everybody been telling my little white ass goddamn black don't crack. I've been believing this shit. All of a sudden, I found out why that is. Because y'all motherfuckers put on goddamn lotion 20 damn times a day, and y'all just go out the goddamn house glistening with that shit, bro. Y'all done lied. White people ain't never knew about no fucking lotion. Y'all lied to us, didn't tell us shit. Y'all ain't shit for that, man. Y'all left us out in the cold on the whole lotion scheme. We never knew that. That's why we look like we 100.
Cocoa butter.
Our skin
we got
out.
Body butter, cocoa butter, lotion,
shea butter.
All that shit helping us stay strong, my boy.
It ain't the black don't crack. Y'all just lotion yourself down 20 damn times a day so y'all look younger longer than we do. See, we didn't know. Y'all didn't share the information with us.
and we don't do meth neither, so that's one of the two. It's the lotion.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah. All right. So I got the track loaded up. So we're gonna take a real quick trip to the bay because we gotta pre get Smooth ready. He's gonna get his yees out. You know, he gotta get those out. So yeah. Listen, we about to go. Welcome to the bay.
We 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your DJ.
Hey, yo, what's up, world? It's your boy Smooth, a.k.a. The Voice of the Underground. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of the California mixtape. It's Coast to Coast Mixtapes, baby. Let's go.
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest new joints. Coast to Coast Mixtape DJs.
What it do? BMG.
Yay!
Dope ass music in the building. I come on the scene so fresh and clean in a box top shit, candy apple green. Done, he out the driver's seat. Bay boy in the house, BMG. Dope, that's who I be. Keep the bay on my chest like Ebody. Keep a G-body and extend the clip. Girl gets sprung when I extend the grip. Let me get it, watch me rip it. Food line, I want a meal ticket. Come for a visit, the show is with it. From the town to the rich, we swing them shit. Steady mobbing, keep the speakers throbbing. Keep mask on like Batman and Robin. Always robbing, girls always bobbing. Old school smobbing, ducking and stroking. Sideshow Oakland, here's what we do. While yelling out, nigga, what it do? We act a fool, it's an attitude. You feel it when you hear it through. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang. Hit blocks on stock, chrome or go bang. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang. Hit blocks on stock, chrome or go bangs. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what. Gas, breaking, yoking. We're off for her, okay. Buckles on the mic, shut out to Rodri for a minute. Gas, break, dance the wheel. I so bezel Henny, I fall beyond ripped. I get good on the nigga if we beef and I feel. Let these bullets through the leaf and we all run. Welcome to the bay, we split wings and dick and push it this way. Please, my niggas pack military artillery. You better fall back in the shade, you don't wanna feel the heat. You might as well go and let it swing. I be throwing up the knots, I'm doing the damn thing. I know you smell the rubber, I know you see the smoke. Sorta like the pussy, I'm the real nigga pose. We upgraded from Buick to Sabres to Benz. it bang. Hit block on stock, chrome, or go things. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what.
Losers. You talking about losers. The one with the
one is only 42.
42. They lied. I don't know why she was on this list. They sure lied. She was born 78. Yeah, and I'm 83. So yeah, she 42. Yeah, they lied.
Oh, okay.
I'll take Sanaa Lathan for 200, Alex.
Kerry Washington.
Yeah. Sanaa always been my baby.
Look, my kid talking about, Daddy, when I'm going to eat? See, shout out to the kid, man. The kid just, she don't care about my radio status. She don't care about me being no artist. I'm just dad around this motherfucker.
Damn.
Hey, dope. Why you tripping, dog? That goddamn last song you played, bro? Hey, man. That goddamn hook was, hey, let me, and see, this is one thing I always said, though. You know, Crush always hated on Dope ever since I knew him, right? But I always said I loved it, Dope's goddamn music, because it's got that old school Bay Area flavor that I fucking love, from the goddamn beats to the flow to the subject matter in the music. That shit has always been dope to me, though, because I'm a big fucking fan of old school Bay Area music, like Too Short and E-40. I love that shit, man, and Dope, he emulates that shit so damn well with his own flair on it. I love that shit, man. That last track you just played was hard as fuck. That hook was crazy. Yeah.
Hey, look, Crush liked that one, too. He said, look, Dope, I can't even front. I like that song. So when that was, what, 2015? When I dropped that in 2015, Crush was like, bruh.
I couldn't even hate on it. That was the bad part. I couldn't even hate on it. I was like,
so you was extra mad.
I just called this nigga like, you bitch.
Yeah.
Like, that shit
was flavor, bro. Like, for real, that bit was hard.
Yeah,
but another one on the list. Janet Jackson.
Oh, Janet Jackson still can get it.
Man, Janet Jackson. Hell no.
Oh, you crazy. Mariah Carey can get it, too. Mariah Carey can get it, too. Alicia Keys can get it.
Alicia Keys, I'll marry that bitch. You got me fucked up, but I don't even like women enough to marry them, but I'll marry that bitch.
Erykah Badu can get it.
Oh, she is back there. I never knew that. She got it back there.
I'm scared. I'm so terrified of her.
She can put all that voodoo on me.
Nigga.
Oh, shit.
Nigga.
That shit. Oh,
I want to have a little bit of me left, but I know it won't happen if she put that voodoo on me. Her and Rihanna are two women I'm terrified of.
Look, have this nigga Crush driving a smart car.
Ain't nobody ever gonna be better than Megan Good, though. That was my first crush, and she still is to this day.
Shout out to Megan Good.
But she, there's better.
I'm just saying.
I'll take Carrie over Megan.
Taraji, really? When she was in, what was that one movie she was in? Mary, whatever. What was that? She was a killer. That movie right there, seeing her with guns, that's a Taraji.
Which one are you talking about?
The Proud Mary.
Which woman you talking about?
Oh, Taraji.
Taraji P. Henson. I liked the little baby boy, though. She was a little hood. I liked it there.
Kerry Washington has been my wife in my head ever since. I think I love my wife.
She bad, man.
Ever since Scandal, I didn't like her with the white dude, but I liked her in Scandal.
No, why I love my wife was before Scandal, dog.
But I didn't start liking Kerry until Scandal. I didn't like Kerry.
As soon as she laid across that bed with that purple lingerie on, yeah, she had me.
I don't appreciate Halle Berry getting knocked off by that nigga Billy Bob Thornton, though. She's getting knocked off. Wow, I was like, God, dog, are y'all acting?
Oh, Billy Bob smushed Carrie?
No, he smushed Halle.
Who?
Halle Berry. He smashed her in Monster Ball.
Monster Ball, yeah.
remember that shit. And I heard she didn't get paid close to nothing for that movie either.
And she got the Oscar.
They
got
her. Relax.
I love
it. That was foul. I hated to see that shit too, though, man. I was like, damn, I know
she got shit on the back end.
Yeah, I would have slipped off through whatever protective covering we would have had. I would have been up in there raw.
Especially the way she was looking in that goddamn movie. Come on, man.
Yeah. She looked like she just needed to be choked around the throat. Just choke around the throat and tell her to take that.
I give Billy Bob some credit, though, man. He hung in there for an old white man. He hung in there. That motherfucker didn't die of a heart attack, because he hung in there, because he got to give him some credit.
Yeah, you gotta get into it, cause I showed her. I would have been like, cut. Look, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't act.
I'd have been like Mike Epps when you remember the Friday after next bloopers. Mike Epps was in the bed with them two girls, Pinky Brown, and the bloopers. Talking about, I really can't get up. My dick really hard right now. Somebody cut. I'd have been fucked up.
All right, so I was gonna talk about something else, man. I was going to talk about that damn debate, right, that I didn't watch because I knew it was going to be a shit show.
That clusterfuck?
I already knew I wasn't going to watch it because I already knew it was just trash, right? But I'm sitting here like, this is the only president I know that could be an outright liar. Like, we're just going to impeach Bill Clinton for getting some head. But we won't say nothing to this dude Trump about molesting his daughters and having a mail-in bride and grabbing women by the vagina. He lies about everything that don't nobody cares. This is ridiculous.
And robbing people of their money, having false businesses to extort money, having offshore accounts to extort money from foreign enemies, from actually having hit lists of, like, it's so much shit. Like,
all right, like, your piece is ready, Moomy.
Like, they still haven't got to the real nitty gritty about him supposedly letting Putin have bounties on our troops,
bruh. I'm like, is your racism that deep where you don't even care about nothing? Like,
yes, it is.
All I can say is if all that damn shit, if a quarter of that shit's true, when it all gets done investigated and the shit hit the fan, he gonna be a fuck motherfucker. But if it's true, then hey,
no, he won't.
The truth gonna come to the light.
No, he won't.
Nah, because, you ain't never met a motherfucker in goddamn history that got away with that much shit. You out your mind.
This is why. The last 4 years, he's been setting it up. The House is Republican. The Senate's Republican. Now the Supreme Court about to be all Republican, and they're all in his pocket. So even if some charges go and he goes to court, he's going to get the fuck off because everybody's Republican.
Well, nah, but see, you ain't thinking about the Supreme Courts and all that shit, and actually the citizens of America that have a say-so in something that deep. Like, there's no way. You've never met nobody in history of America that's got away with that much shit. Never seen that.
The Supreme Court is Republican. That's fine.
But the public's going to be watching, though, and they hold them accountable. Like, that's a wrap.
We've been watching. It's still – we tried to impeach them. That didn't work. Why? Because
right.
He's sending his
Well, that's
because
they didn't have no solid evidence. I'm telling you, man, if that shit's true, he's fucked. Like, it's going to come. Just give it to him. It's going to come. But if it ain't true, then he's going to get by with it. But if a quarter of that shit's true, he's done. He's going to get it.
Oh, yeah. Had all the evidence.
Yeah, yeah. The reason why he can't be arrested, you can't arrest the president. As soon as he stops being president, that's why he wants to be president again. So, because you can't arrest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's gonna come. He gonna get fucked if that. If a fraction of that shit is true, when it's all said and done, he gonna be fucked. He gonna be fucked if that shit come to light. He gonna be fucked when he's done with his term. He better hope that shit ain't true. He gonna have his ass on the damn guillotine waiting to get his head chopped. That's gonna be bad. Oof. Whew. That's a lot of
What's
goddamn
up?
Allegations.
Up,
I ain't never heard a motherfucker with that many allegations. God damn.
I was saying something, but I was on mute, but y'all didn't hear me no way. It's all good. I just said about the president thing that he can't get in trouble because he's the president. Like bro said, he's going to try to go again. But whenever, I think he's going to be fucked. But then I don't know, though, man. These white folks, man, I don't know, man.
It's hard to say.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to California for actually putting a bill on the docket that actually represents something of reparations. Shout out to California, man.
Yeah, they better not do that shit in Georgia. Fuck that. I ain't going for that down here, man. You got me fucked up. I'm all for my everybody down here, bud, but you ain't about to be down taxing me for some shit I don't know, but fuck that. You ain't getting in my damn pocket. But that's pretty much like robbing me at gunpoint at that point. I don't know nothing about that. I don't like that shit. They could tax motherfuckers that they could actually trace roots back to that damn shit. I'll be cool with that, but you don't come knocking at my door. I don't know nothing about that shit. Don't be taxing my pocket. That shit, that's dangerous to play with that.
Everybody has benefited from racism. Here's the thing when it comes to systemic racism. Even if you're not partaking in it, you're benefiting from it, and that's the reason why everybody has to be involved. Black folks, white folks, Asians, everybody has to be involved in order to get rid of systemic racism and to repair the damage that has been done. You got to think about it. For 150 years, almost 200 years, you've suppressed a group of people so they cannot get no further than where they are right now. You got to fix it. And the only way to fix it is by... So, I mean, if somebody was like, okay, America, when they put the Japanese people in internment camps, they got $20,000 each. They got $20,000 each. Every race has gotten some type of reparations for a government that wronged them. We're the only one that have it. Only one. Now, you ain't got to give me no money. Give me an 800 credit score. Just give me 800 credit score. I can do the rest
myself. I hear where you at. I hear where you're coming from with it, dog. I'm just saying, bro, like, I wasn't alive to give no damn Asians my goddamn money. I wasn't alive to give no Jews my fucking money. And I don't want to give nobody my shit now because I ain't had nothing to do with it. And I don't like that right there. And all my friends, look at all my goddamn people I grew up with and shit, dog. Like, I talk like this to everybody. I'm from the hood. I talk the same damn way. I always get in arguments with my people about this shit. No, but bro, you ain't gonna come goddamn tax me, man. I hate that shit. I work too hard.
You getting taxed right now. You ain't had nothing to do with Social Security, but you're getting taxed for that shit right now.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like none of that shit. I work for my money. I want to leave my goddamn money alone, man. I respect it more if you come rob me a gunpoint instead of a loan, man. I don't like that shit.
Well,
that's dangerous.
Well, I appreciate it, Jay Dirty. I appreciate you paying for the Social Security so I can get that. Shout out to my nigga Jay Dirty paying for my Social Security.
Yeah, man, I do be paying for people's shit, man, already. Yeah, you right about that. All these you right, I do pay something.
Yeah. Shout out to my man Jay Dirty. Shout out to my nigga Jay Dirty paying for my medical. Shout out to Jay Dirty paying for my daughter's medical.
At least
shout
you got medical. I ain't got none of that shit. I ain't got no health insurance. I'm fucked up. I ain't got nothing. I'm fucked up, dog.
Man. And shout out to everybody supporting Crush because Delaware's. But see, the crazy thing, Delaware's not even a broke ass state. They just got some broke ass niggas. That's messed up. How y'all? Y'all got all that money and they just like, you know, we're not giving y'all niggas nothing. They got more Fortune 500 countries, more 500 Fortune 500 companies in Delaware than any place else.
Because we have a lot of corrupt politicians. We have a history of corrupt politicians.
Bruh. Facts. Facts. Oh, and shout out to the Wire, man.
Our politicians are horrible people. Like, they're horrible people. It's 7 of them in jail right now for embezzlement. Like, we got some bad motherfuckers.
God damn.
Like, it's a lot. And it'd be all coming to light all later on. Like, hold on, they've been robbing us this whole fucking time? Yeah. Delaware is horrible at we are horrible at picking people.
Man, fat. Y'all just but I was saying, I was watching The Wire, right? And you know, my favorite character on The Wire is Michael, not Marlo. You know, I love me some Marlo, not Omar. I can't really get with it. I mean, I like the fact he's robbing people, but I can't get Michael. I like Michael because he went from you saying he shout out to that. And I'm trying not to, but I can't help it. I'm starting to like Tariq. I tried not to, but I'm starting to like Tariq in Power 2.
I'm not watching. I'm not watching it.
You got to watch it, bro. Man, look, I know he shot his dad. I know he did some bitch assness. He did a lot of bitch assness on.
He's a bitch ass nigga. Like,
yeah, but he manny right now though. He manny in the Power 2 though, man. He manny. And what's going on with TV nowadays? Why can't I watch a black show and not have no black gay shit? Like, why can't
yeah,
I watch
pissing. So, yeah. That's
why? Like, I realized in the past 5 years, every black show that I like has some gayness on it.
Yeah, you talking about tearing black men down? That shit is killing it, man. I hate that shit.
I have nothing against, and I get you want the representation, but like every show,
it's not even regular.
It's like super flamboyant, like above the top.
Shit, crazy.
I can't even watch. I can't even enjoy P-Valley. It got all that booty. So much booty on P-Valley.
Listen, Miss Miami. Mississippi. Ooh. I love that bitch. I love that country bitch. Ooh.
Man. She look when she was sitting on the stoops at her mama's church though, I was like, ooh, you dropped to the bottom real quick. But you know, with that wig on. With that wig off.
You like no country girls, Chris? You like no country girls, don't you? You a city boy. You like no country girls, don't you?
Listen, I got something roots. I love me a country girl. Ooh, so, yo, like I believe my real future wife is from New Orleans because I love how they say big. Like I love that shit. Like
Yeah.
I will get you pregnant. Do not call me baby. I will get you pregnant right now. Stop talking to me. Woo!
Man, yeah, I like mine. I want mine from Tennessee. I want me a Memphis chick with gold on her canine. I want one with gold on her canine.
Or Texas, because every time I see Megan Stallion, I just smile.
Texas, them look, because you know I spent 4 years in Texas, right?
I just
shout out to my ex-wife.
Them yellow bones in Texas.
Like, I love how Texas girls talk. Like, Texas girls talk so grimy. They can say the nicest shit to you, but it sounds so grimy.
Yeah, man, Texas. But see, there's a difference between the Dallas girls and the Houston girls. The Houston girls got the body. The Dallas girls got the brain.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But it's like
what they say in California, you know, Oakland face with a L.A. booty. No, L.A. face with Oakland booty. Yeah. Same thing for Texas. I want a Dallas face with a Houston booty. Something like that, my guy.
Y'all tell me if this is true or not, though. Crush, you specifically, though, because you up north. I heard the goddamn New York women are like the most masculine, aggressive bitches in the country.
It depends on where. Like, it depends on, like, I met some prissy, like, New York chicks, and I know some straight gutter chicks. And
I don't want one from Brooklyn. I don't want one from Bed-Stuy. I don't want none from, she got to either be from Queens or she got to be from Manhattan. I like
See,
me a bougie Manhattan chick.
I know I like a girl that know how to cock a gun. Like, I'm sorry. I love that shit.
Because like, you're a Wilmington nigga. You're a Wilmington nigga.
I'm a Castle nigga. Get it straight.
Man, same thing. Same thing.
It's really, you can't say that.
Well, that is something that's embedded in our brains, though, dog, because down here in the South, especially in Georgia, though, man, every woman like to shoot guns down here, though, but they prissy. But they know how to shoot a gun and shoot something far off with a scope. That shit is sexy to me, dog. It's a Southern thing, man.
Fact.
Chicks that know how to use a gun but are still prissy, that shit is crazy.
We don't like that shit in Oakland.
I like that type of shit. I like girls that say
then you don't beat that niggas up.
See, I like girls that can beat it. Like, I like girls that can beat a nigga. I like girls that say, yo, I'll beat the dog shit out you. Like, I like
oh,
shit
nah,
like
hell
that.
No. Oh, hell no.
No.
Ain't no bitch to be talking to me crazy like that. I don't give a fuck how good
yeah,
no. Fuck that.
Yeah, we had to put Crush on mute. I don't want no chick talking about she going to beat my ass because then I got to shoot her. I got to shoot the shit out of her. I got to shoot her ass.
Yeah,
we got to really bring Crush back.
I don't know what happened. That was like a fuck
the thing. There's something wrong with Crush. Crush like the abusive relationships.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, Crush, you out of line with that one, partner. You talking about a chick talking about I'm gonna beat the dog shit out you, bro. I don't know about that, brother. That's
yeah,
I don't
even
like a man talking to me like
that.
I ain't gonna take it from no woman.
She gonna have to knuckle up. She said something like that to me.
Yeah, yeah, dope from Oakland, he'll snap the shit out of bitch. Talking about beat the dog shit out you. Dope will stomp a mud hole in bitch ass over there in Oakland. Go for that.
you know, I've only hit one girl in my whole life, right? I'm gonna tell you this story because I feel bad about hitting a girl, right? I feel bad, but this time I did not feel bad. All right, this is back in my high school days.
Tell this story?
No, I gotta tell the story. I gotta give you the prefix.
Well, this all is right. The last show. We about to get canceled.
All right,
fuck
so imagine a young dope with a high top fade, glasses, and I'm about 5'3", a good 110 pounds. This is my senior year of high school. This is who I was back then. Rough year. Thank God for growing spurts in college and contact. Right.
So you look like Kid from Kid and Play back then?
Man, I was a mixture between Kid and Urkel. It was horrible. It was horrible.
Oh, Lord.
High school years were horrible.
Hold on,
yeah.
Wait. Is there pictures?
There is pictures, but it will never get posted online ever.
Come on, bro. We're friends.
No. You seen the picture with my dad holding me, and I was like 5, and I had the glasses that looked like windshields. Nah, man.
Damn.
That one was horrible. I put it up though because I'm with my pops
with
though.
High top fade. I picture that with a high top fade.
Yeah, dude. All right, so I'm sitting in the class, and you know, saying I still talk the same shit I talk now. Nothing's changed. Absolutely nothing has changed. The only difference is I grew about 7 inches, added about 50 pounds. Got contacts, and I learned how to fight, right? So that's the only difference. But here we are.
You didn't know how to fight in your – hold on. You didn't know how to fight senior year?
No. Hold on. My kid want me. What's up? Huh? Can you have another slice? See, this was saying you got to feed these kids, man. These kids are expensive. They want another slice. Oh, you can do it yourself? You know how long to put it in for? See, mine got a self. I got an independent daughter. My daughter, she do it herself.
This nigga don't know how to fight up to senior year.
No. I didn't know how to like fight. I knew how to defend myself, but I didn't know how to fight.
You didn't know how to. I don't give a damn. You didn't know how to fight until your senior year.
That's because I was real fast. That was real fast. I didn't have to fight.
I was fast, too. I still knew how to fight.
Well, that's because you had different circumstances. But let me finish telling the story now that I got my daughter out the way. All right, put it on for 1 minute. Put it for 1 minute. All right, so we're good. All right, so here we go. So we're in the class. Me and the girl, we in the class, right? And she said, you know, I'm answering the questions because I'm a smart kid in high school. I answer the question. She says something dumb. Now, me, I don't have no filter. So I said, shut up, bitch. Don't be laughing at me. I'm saying, your mama got, you know, this back in food stamps. When motherfuckers had food stamps. I said, I seen you over there at the cafeteria trying to cash them food stamps. So, you know, she felt some kind of way about that. Now, this chick was almost 6 feet tall, about 160 pounds, you know.
God damn.
So, yeah. So here I am, 5'3", 110. She's 5'10", 165, 170. She walk up on me and slap me in the back of the head. Now, if you know anything about dope, dope really don't care. You can touch me on the arm, the shoulder, the leg, the kneecap. I don't really care. That doesn't bother me. You touch me in my head, fucking you up. So she slapped me in the back of the head. Just out of instinct, I balled my fist up, and I caught her on the chin. And she slumped and hit her back of her head on the desk and went
You knocked her out, dope. You knocked her out.
Bro. She went night-night. When I said she hit the head of her head on the back of that desk, it went night-night. I swear on all three of my kids.
Can I do something real quick?
Yeah.
The views of Dope Ass Music is solely based of Dope Ass Music. Grind hard, no filter, and all of its affiliates do not condone violence upon women. Thank you.
Oh damn! Don't put me to sleep though, bro.
Yeah. She did. I'm trying to save
your network. Dope about to get you canceled. I'm trying to say I felt bad afterwards.
I felt bad afterwards. Now here's the problem with now. If I would have knocked out an ugly girl, I'd have been cool. But no. I knocked out a pretty girl who happened to have a boyfriend on the basketball team.
Oh, Lord.
And you didn't know how to fight.
So this, I'm going to tell you, this is how I learned how to fight. This is how I learned how to fight. For 2 weeks, I managed to avoid this kid by hiding out in areas that he would not go, like the library, in the classroom, in the bathrooms.
So he was running.
I was definitely hiding. I was hiding and running. And I had about 7 escapes to get out of the schoolhouse to get to my house. So, you know, you had to figure out what way I was going on what particular day. Well, 2 weeks before the end of school, caught me. You got to eat, right? Brothers got to eat. I usually would get my lunch 5 minutes before the class bell rang so I could avoid, you know, the shenanigans. But this time I got out of class late, got to the cafeteria. I had no choice, but I ran into him. So, now the good thing with brothers, if you do not know this, white people pay much attention. When they feel they have the upper hand, they have to talk shit. It's mandatory. Gotta talk shit. They're not gonna just pummel you. They gotta make it a grand spectacle. Grand spectacle, make sure everybody know that they about to beat your ass. So, when he walked up to me and he got ready to profess how bad he was gonna beat my ass, I politely took my book that was in my hand, slapped him in the face, and when he tripped, I jumped on him and wailed for dear life. So, when I say his face looked like ground beef after I was done.
Oh, shit.
It was bad. I grabbed his lip, pulled his lip down, so now he got both sides of his lip cut open. You know, lip just flapping like a Lucy cigarette. I'm using my knuckle and I'm punching him in his eyeball. My fight is not, it's not for fun. It's not for play. It's for life preservation. Right?
No, he real about that. He ain't lying.
Yeah, it's Yeah, it's life preservation. It's life preservation. So, after doing this, right, I got mad respect. The big homie said, this is how this all happened. The big homie who had just moved up from Inglewood says, you know what, Dope, you got lots of heart. I'm going to go ahead. You can roll with us. He just happened to be a blood. Right? So I was like, cool. How do I roll with y'all? He said, you got to get jumped in. So shout out to the six niggas that jumped me in my senior year of high school and commenced to whipping my ass. And for 1 year straight, I fought damn near every day because I was wearing colors. And that's how I learned how to fight. So shout out to my senior year of high school for number one, making me into a blood. That's the story. And it all was thanks to her because I had to put her to sleep.
God damn. That's a beautiful fucked up story. Absolutely. That is crazy and beautiful at the same damn time. That's all right.
So, I kinda got a story like that. It's not as horrible as those, but it's kinda on those lines. It's me having to fight some girl's boyfriend.
All right, well, so go ahead, Chris. Tell us your story.
I always knew how to fight. I knew how to fight since what? Age 7? 6
this
maybe? Nigga, as soon as I got in my first fight, my big brother's like, did you win? And I said, I think so. He saw the boy and saw that I won. And then what we do in our family is a bunch of us. So what we do in our family is my uncle had a big-ass yard. So once you had your first fight, you had to go from one side of the yard to the other side of the yard where everyone in your cousins. And you had to fight them. We call it running the gauntlet. And that's how I learned how to fight. And I learned that at 7. Now, jump to high school. I'm in gym. I'm going to let y'all know something. Don't laugh at me. I wanted to play soccer because
you're a Hispanic nigga.
Shut up.
Dominican.
It's in our DNA, nigga. Shut up. So we're in gym playing soccer. So this girl that I was crushing on, actually, she was goalie. So I got the ball and everything. I kick it. I pelt her dead in the fucking face.
This nigga here.
That's out of line.
I didn't realize how hard I kicked it. So it went up and like pelted her dead in her face, and like it echoed through the gym. The whole gym stopped. That's how long this thing crashed across her face. She wasn't mad at it. Her face was like red as fuck, but she wasn't mad. Now, her homegirl told her boyfriend, which was on the basketball team, and he caused himself approaching me. Now, the one thing you can't do with me in high school is approach me at lunch, because I had a whole table of niggas that was just for the shit, and we love shit like that. So he calls me, comes to me, approaching me, talking about, yo, I heard you kick the ball in my girl's face and everything. I was like, first of all, it was an accident. I didn't mean to, and I apologize to her. Like, I'm trying to be all civil. He said, nah, fuck all that. We gotta issue it. And then I just punched him in the face and proceeded to beat this nigga the fuck up. See what you did wrong, though. When they talk, Just hit them. Don't, while they're talking, hit them.
Crush, that's exactly what I just said. I said while he was talking about how much you was going with my ass.
Nah, you let that nigga talk too much.
I mean, I had a whole 2 minutes to.
I gave him one chance to make this civilized. I apologize. It was an accident. I apologize to your girl. She's cool with it. Nah, we gotta have problems. All right, boom.
Yeah, well, Dope's situation was different, though, dog, because he actually put that girl to sleep, dog. So his shit was more savage on that level. He actually made a bitch go to sleep, cuz. That shit, Dope didn't have a damn choice after that. He had to fight for his fucking
even
life. He made a bitch go to sleep.
Even more, listen, even more the reason why he needed to hit him before, because you are at fault.
Yeah,
I wasn't at fault. No, she hit me first, and she was bigger than me.
So that's
you put
on
the
team. You need to hit that nigga first.
That is some Oakland shit. That fucker put a chick to sleep at school. Who does that?
Hey, man, and shout out to the principal. Shout out to the principal.
And you ran with this nigga for a week. Like, how you gonna put his girl to sleep by running from this nigga for a week? What the fuck?
Shout out to the principal.
The same day.
Shout out to the principal.
Nigga, it was two periods after.
Man, hold on. Shout out to the principal who didn't charge me with assault and battery. Shout out to the principal who not charged me with assault and battery because I was small.
It was after. Jim was first period. Lunch was fifth. I knocked this nigga out like 3 hours later. Like, you ran for
I'm sitting here listening.
A week.
I'm sitting here listening to both of y'all, dog, and I'm goddamn surprised, and I'm actually goddamn jealous, dude. Y'all got these one-on-one fight stories, and I can goddamn honestly say, bro, my entire goddamn life of existence, I've never had a one-on-one. My shit always been severe. I always get jumped. I don't know if it's because of my goddamn size or what, but I've never had a one-on-one.
Yeah.
Huh?
Because you 6'4".
You 6'9". With 375 pounds. Of course,
nigga. No, brother, no, I'm 195 now, dog. I lost over 100 pounds this year, brother. I'm 195 now, but I ain't but 6'1".
Yeah,
I'm not that big dude no more.
You wasn't that big. You wasn't that small 5 years ago. So
yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, but I was a nice guy. But I was a nice guy though. But it's like when I had a problem with somebody, they brought everybody with them to come. I never had a one on one in my life. I'm surprised I'm alive. I'm jealous right now of you guys for that.
See,
I never had that. My shit was bad.
Listen, Dirty, this is the reason why you don't have one-on-ones. You are 6'1". The reason I can have one-on-ones because I'm 5'5".
Yeah, but you're scrappy,
niggas don't
though.
Niggas don't think they need to jump me.
Yeah, you do look kind of weak if you jump a nigga that's 5'5". You look hella weak. You're right
about that.
You look real suspect.
But you know what the best part of it is? You look extremely weak when that 5'5" nigga beat the brakes off you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You definitely do. You definitely. And that's why I fight at school.
A lot of motherfuckers in my time. That's the only benefit I love of being short, because I've embarrassed a lot of motherfuckers in my time.
Yeah. Shout out to fights at school, because all I need is 2 minutes, and the yard duty teacher's coming. That's all I need. I just need 2 minutes.
You know the cavalry coming to help.
See, I remember I powerbombed a nigga on the cafeteria table. That was it.
See,
that was fun.
That's why you went to jail, Crush. See, you was doing too much. I didn't do all that. Mine was self defense. Yours is not
self
defense.
Right.
Mine was too. But as soon
Crush,
as you swing
angry.
On me, listen. Once you swing on me, it's fair game. So if we lock up and I get you in a power bomb, I'm slamming you in whatever looks the hardest.
Nah.
Around me.
See, and you're going to jail for attempted murder because you're trying to use objects to hurt people, Crush.
me and Dope shit is almost similar there because we do shit. It gets serious to the point where me and my partner this dude almost goddamn shot us at a fucking Parker's convenience store one goddamn night because we wouldn't give him a fucking ride. We didn't know him. And he reaching in his goddamn pocket talking about he got a .38 and shit. I'm getting ready to tackle this fucking dude. My partner just got out of goddamn jail for a self-defense shooting he just got into. He just got through that bullshit. We bonded him out. So I don't want him to go back. This dude's talking about goddamn shooting us because we told him no, he wasn't going to give him a ride no fucking well. And it's either guns or I get jumped. Or knives or some
listen.
Shit. It's fucked up.
Listen, back in my heyday, if we was fighting, I would try and put you down because I had asthma and I was smoking almost a pack a day. So I didn't have much win.
You out of line.
I didn't have much win. So I'm trying to put you down as fast as possible. So if I got to slam you on a cafeteria table,
then
so be it.
Crush going to jail.
If I got to throw you.
Well, nah, but that's not no dope for killer, though. Because that's fucking do self-defense shit.
If I got to spear you down a flight of steps, if I got to spear you down a flight of steps, then so be it.
It's already determined. Crush is just an angry guy that has asthma, right? But Dope is a killer. He do self-defense. That's it. He don't want to hurt no damn body until you hurt him, and then he will kill your entire family to go through this. He'll throw the damn dog food out on the front line for the ants to eat. But, like, Dope shit is different. And Crush is just an angry guy. All right? He don't mind.
Yeah, Crush is an angry guy.
Dope is in self-defense mode.
Yeah, it was life preservation.
Everything is life preservation with short niggas. Like, that's us.
I can see that, though, because you got to fight for your life, too. Yeah, somebody could, yeah.
But you're scrappy, though. Yeah. See, I was short and skinny, Crush. At least you were husky. I'm short and skinny.
I was white and fat.
I didn't get my weight till junior year.
You got your weight, though, nigga.
Yeah,
don't feel struggling out there. It's all right.
I'm still waiting, nigga.
I didn't get my weight till junior year, nigga. I still had like almost 10 years of fighting before then.
Man, look, my rule of thumb after I graduated high school is I'm not fighting nobody over 200 pounds. I'm shooting or I'm running. That's it. That's the only two options.
That's fair, brother. That's fair, though, because that shit can turn bad. That's a fair statement, right? See, I told you he's a killer. Look, he already figured it out. This guy right here is dope. Dangerous. He already know the mathematics to that damn shit. If you're over 200, he can't whoop you. Your head coming off. This guy, he knows. Don't know. That's smart.
Life preservation, man. Life preservation. Because if you're under 200, I can hang with you at least, you know, just long enough because I got enough wind to hang with you. And, you know, we could wrestle a little bit and something. So like, I'm comfortable. But over 200, I fought a dude over 200. Matter of fact, here's the problem when you take boxing, right? This is when you take boxing. You realize how much 15 pounds is when you box. 15 pounds ain't a light lot when you're street fighting. When you box, 15 pounds feel like 100 pounds.
See, but that's right. That's the thing. You can be as big as a buck. If you don't know how to use that weight, you're useless.
Yeah, but you got to hit them many times, though.
Well, you got to run from them, though, because they get a hold of you, it's a wrap. You got to always dodge and don't let them grab you. They grab you, you fucking done. Somebody that goddamn big grab your ass. See, me, I could wrestle somebody that size because I'm about that size. But if you little, and somebody over 200 goddamn get their hands on you, bro, you fucked, man. If you don't know what you're doing, you fucked. Like, I think too many
little brothers get dipped. There's nothing worse than getting dipped and you're just laying there and you're helpless. You can't even cover up no more because you trying to get your air because you just got dipped on the concrete. Nah, I'm good, bro.
Yeah. Or if you wrestle with a motherfucking big person and they fall on top of your goddamn ass in the middle of the struggle, you fucked, man. You ain't getting up out of that. You can't get out from under them. If you're fighting somebody and they fall on top of you, a big dude, bro, they got you, though. You ain't getting out from under that. Like,
I'm good. I'm
sure,
good.
You better learn your ground game. Your ground game. You know how to punch up.
Man, look, shout out to my brother. My brother's Crush's height, right? Shout out to my baby brother who's 30 and he's Crush's height, right? But he took wrestling. Now, shout out to him for attempting. Now, here's the crazy thing, right? Now, him and my dad are wrestling. He gets my dad in a headlock, and my dad tap out. I'm not no dummy. I'm jabbing the shit out of my brother.
That's unsatisfying, too.
there is no wrestling.
Poking the motherfucker out is more it's more.
I'll bite a motherfucker's hand off if he try to choke me. I'll bite a motherfucker's pinky off. If I can get a hold of that shit when they choke me, I'll bite a I'll bite it. Some skin coming. I'm biting a chunk out of something.
Yeah.
Somebody
trying to grab me around my head.
I'm
grabbing nutsack. I'm grabbing nutsack. I'm grabbing hair. I'm
right.
grabbing eyes.
Life preservation, man.
My dad looked like a whole sucker when my little brother had him in the headlock and he couldn't do nothing.
Because I've
like,
been choked out before by skinny dude, dog. I've been choked out by skinny dude, dog. That shit is hell. I hate that shit because I ain't know how to get out of it. That was the first time I've ever been in a goddamn headlock. I freaked out, froze, didn't know what to do. I was choking. It happened. It was a skinny dude. After that, bro, you couldn't get me in a headlock. I'll bite your fucking face off if you get close enough to me to try to put me in a goddamn headlock. I'll bite your fucking nose off. Nah, it ain't none of that.
Yeah, man.
I'll back up to a car or a wall or some shit. I'll back up to something. You ain't going to come behind me. Fuck all that. All right,
well, you know, I love talking to y'all, but, you know, it's after 8 o'clock and my daughter just ate and now I'm hungry and I want to eat too. So we're going
to
get rushed out so I can get the hell up off of here. Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm only 155. I gained 5 pounds. I'm 155 now.
What the fuck?
There you go.
That shit, you know, when it's not your show, you can just dip off when you want to. Shout out to Scooter Doo.
Yeah. I just realized
he figured Jay Dirty and Crush is there. Shoot, let me go ahead and relax. Relax. But Jay Dirty, go ahead and not give your shots out so we can get. I can go ahead because I'm in the kitchen right now. I'm opening the refrigerator. Oh, I got some
Popeyes
right here.
Ooh,
I got some
Popeyes
chicken right here. All right,
here
you
go.
All right,
I'm done.
Man, that was phenomenal right there. Shout out to Jay Dirty with the phenomenal shout out. That was wonderful. That was wonderful. Shout out to Jay Dirty. that was horrible. Chris, give me a shot though, so we can get the hell up out of here. Cause Jay Dirty just ruined the whole thing. He just ruined everything.
Shout out to Jay Dirty that decided just today. Hey, he wants human interaction. He don't want to be just by himself on his solo shit. Shout out to him. Shout out to Smooth for just dipping off, probably making some OnlyFans content. Who knows? Who knows? We really don't know. I mean, last time we checked, he was cashing a check, and now he's probably trying to get another check. I don't know. That's Smooth. Shout out to Dope for not knowing how to fight till he was a damn near adult. Like, I really don't know how to feel. I really don't know how to feel about that. I feel weird about niggas that didn't know how to fight till they were, like, older in life. Because I learned how to fight so young. I don't know how to feel about that. But y'all know me. Y'all can find me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Tidal, all the DSPs at CRUSHBACATALYST. Y'all know what it is. Rest in peace, Carter Blue. We love you, girl.
Yeah, shout out to Carter Blue. Shout out to the memories that come up when Carter, you know, every now and then with Carter Blue. Shout out to that.
Nigga, I cry every time she pops up. Like, I just start bawling.
You're just so sensitive. All right, well, I'm about to get out of here. I'm going to let my daughter get my shouts out. Say everybody bye.
Bye.
That was it. Hey, no fast music, man. We about
yo,
here, man.
Yo, she learned how to take shout out from Jay Dirty. Bye.
Bye. Shout out to my kid, man. My kid's the best, man. Shout out to my kid, man. We out of here, man. West Side. We'll be grind hard. We're on tomorrow.